Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
McCarran Farm Talk recently visited with Dr. Gerald Stocka, NDSU Extension Livestock Stewardship Specialist, about the recent heat stress on cattle and cattle loss.
Is it the humidity that's worse than anything else?
Well, it's a huge contributor. You know, if you think about cattle don't really sweat. They have to remove heat from their body through respiration and through the skin itself in some way, shape, or form. And so for them to cool themselves with high humidity becomes a problem. And we've had some humid days. We've had some real hot days already. The good thing about the days that we've had, though, is that we've had wind. And wind carries that heat away from the body, even though it's kind of hot wind to begin with, but it carries that heat away. And so the cattle don't suffer quite as much when there's wind. But today is certainly humid, but it's actually a little bit cloudy right now. And so that helps a great deal. So it's a combination. It's a combination of heat and humidity and lack of breeze, lack of wind, if you will, that kind of allows those calves to handle the heat, humidity by themselves. So I'm confident that today probably we won't have too much trouble with this cloudiness right now.
Down in Kansas, weekend before last, the Kansas Livestock Association is blaming the sudden onset of heat and humidity and the high overnight low temperatures, which prevented the cows from cooling off overnight, as a reason for thousands of cattle deaths.
Yeah, it's a great point that you make, Mick, because heat over several days compounds itself. And when we don't have temperatures that cool off those cattle in the evening, that heat continues to build in that animal. And it seems like for a period of 3 days, when the heat comes on suddenly, in other words, it goes from pretty normal temperatures to all of a sudden it's really warm. And it stays that way for 3 days and you don't have cooling at nights, then those cattle are in trouble. And especially if there's in a place where there's not much wind, if they're on black dirt, and black-hided cattle obviously are going to absorb more heat than the other colors. So that's what happened in Kansas, in spite of some of the feedlots and veterinarians' best efforts to keep those cattle cool.
Yeah, a sad, sad story. But again, a lesson for everybody who owns livestock, and everybody does a pretty good job up here of making sure that the cows are okay, they're comfortable, shade and water provided. So tip of the hat, but again, we've got more Thursday and Friday this week, more heat coming, so just word to the wise, take good care of the livestock. They're worth more these days, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, and you make another great point too, Mick, in that water source. You know, we kind of have guidelines for how much space an animal needs at a water tank or a waterer. The truth of it is, when it gets hot, they all want to be by the water. And so we sometimes don't have quite enough water space, especially in confinement. But we've done a better job of that over the years, too, to make sure that there's sometimes we even put supplemental water tanks in these pens just to make sure that when it gets really warm and humid out, those cattle can even get close to water and drink all the water that they want to, and that makes a huge difference.
Again, that was Dr. Gerald Stocka, NDSU Extension Livestock Stewardship Specialist. This is Inside Agriculture.